Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
So today, Kara, let's talk a little Tony Robbins, shall we?
Let's do, Jen. And what we're going to talk a little bit about is the six human needs.
Love it. So Tony does a lot of teaching around the six human needs. And I'm going to go ahead and give you what the six are. And then we're going to focus on number one and number two. Yeah. Sound good?
Sounds okay. Perfect.
So the six human needs are number one, certainty, which is sort of the assurance you can avoid pain and gain pleasure. Two is uncertainty slash variety. And that's the need for the unknown, for change, or for new things coming into your life. The third human need is significance. And this is about feeling unique, feeling special, important, and needed. Fourth is connection slash love. And this is a strong feeling of closeness with someone or something. Number five is growth, and this is the expansion of capacity or capability or understanding. And the last one is contribution. So it's a sense of service and focus on helping and giving to and supporting other people. Those are the six.
Okay, but I think that, and to tie into this month, we're just going to focus on certainty and we're going to focus on uncertainty because it's interesting, you know, and you guys can find this Tony Robbins stuff and you can do your own assessment to see where you fit in with the you know, with the six human needs and what's your strong things. But it's really interesting, Jen, because there's some people that really have a really, really high need for certainty. And there's some people who have a really, really high need for uncertainty. And I think one of the big things, like you were talking about, the need for certainty means that like, all right, so how am I going to feel safe? How am I going to feel secure? It's almost like you want that kind of crystal ball so you can predict what's going to happen because you get that sense of comfort and it gives you peace of mind, right? You're not stressed. You're not freaked out. You're not worried. Well, why not? Because, duh, you have a really high value on certainty and you know what's going to happen.
Well, and then, or if that certainty is at risk or it's threatened or there's something that's going to interrupt it, then we can go into a huge kind of panic or stress level or concern with things.
Right.
Right?
Right. So when you don't have it, you freak out.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so, well, we'll come back to this. So then let's talk about uncertainty.
So I'll tell you, I love uncertainty. And the need for uncertainty is really about how do you get variety? How do you get change? For me, I'm like, you know, people that, I'm not saying anything bad against anybody, they need certainty. But sometimes I feel like certainty is a little boring. Right? For me, I like uncertainty. It makes things interesting. It makes things fun. Things are unpredictable. They're a little risky. And I have some of the scars to actually prove it, that I'm good with it. I'll take risks all day long. I'll do adventures all day long. Why? Because uncertainty is okay for me.
Yeah. So it's interesting, right? So you have a preference for uncertainty and variety. I think I do too.
Yep.
I like new adventures. I like learning new things. I've always said like my dream life would be that if you're going to laugh, Kara, because you never knew this conversation would be happening twice with us. But my dream life would be that we would have the ability to jump into any situation and profession, know how to do it and experience it for 6 months to see how it is.
Not to be confused with a circus clown.
I would be a circus clown for 6 months. I think that would be so fascinating. I'd love to be a professional gambler for 6 months. I'd love to be able to, I'm realizing this could be variety, but it also could be a part of growth, right?
Oh, totally.
But it's interesting. So you and I have this high value on uncertainty and variety, and it shows up in our work and the way we do things and how we create programs and the way we approach conversations and relationships, etc. The interesting thing is that it's about the relationship with certainty and how that's ebbed and flowed throughout the years. I'm going to give an example.
Tell me, because I'm not really sure where you're going here.
Okay. So I would say one thing I love to feel certain about is money, right? Financial security, feeling certain that there's enough in the bank and paying the bills. And I would, every time I got, years ago, every time I got off the phone with, you know, our accountant, I would just be like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? Do we have enough money? And we had plenty of money. But there's something about finances that I feel better having more certainty around. Now, throughout the years, being with you, who is just like, I can make money anytime that I want, and I'll spend a lot of money and I'll make a lot of money. And so it's been interesting. It's been fantastic for me because my need for, I have a different level of need now when it comes to finances. The certainty I needed at one time is so far removed from what I need now from a certainty perspective. So I just think it's interesting because I think these human needs come in with certainty and uncertainty. It can be very topic-based.
Oh, totally. Yeah. So yeah, it absolutely can be topic-based. And it also can be, you know, like you're just saying, around finances, there's one thing. But like around adventure or around sitting here. And if I just said to you right now, let's go on vacation and, you know, and do you care where I pick where we're going? You don't care.
I don't.
And how many times have we gone to an airport and you're like, where are we going again? So absolutely positively with the different topics and what you need that certainty around. I think too that, you know, when you think about, for me, when you think about uncertainty, it's a little bit about risks. I think too, for me, it's a little bit of a challenge. So it makes you want to confront some of your fears. It makes you sit here and say, well, hell, I'm just going to mix it up. You know, and you know, no secret. Hey, I did that cop thing for 25 years and 2 months. But for 17 of those years, right, I was on the road. And the interesting thing is, you know, you could go from a barking dog complaint to a baby not breathing to a domestic violence complaint to a car crash. And the next thing you're doing, the next thing you know, you're going to, you know, to, you know, be the peacemaker in a neighbor dispute. So you just never knew. And I loved that I never knew. You just never knew what was going to happen. And when things were quiet, you created your own kind of variety. Like you created your own excitement. You created your own uncertainty.
Yeah, it's good. So this is something for the listeners to think about. It's what are the topics that you actually crave certainty around? And what are the topics or categories that you crave uncertainty or variety around, right?
Totally.
What are you smiling about?
I was just thinking of jet skiing.
Oh my God. Yeah. So that was interesting, right? So sometimes you say, yeah, I love variety. I love uncertainty. And you find yourself in the middle of the Hudson River, almost hitting a ferry with huge waves on the back of a jet ski that you have no control over. And you're like, I just want to be off this thing to find certainty again. So yeah, that maybe happened the other week.
And you know what the thing on that though, too? It was the most exhilarating and terrifying experience all at the same time.
It's true. And that's how I would like, I'm so glad we did it. I never need to do it again. It was an adventure. And it was the duality. It was like, I am scared shitless. And oh my God, this is the most amazing thing ever. And it's interesting because when we maybe hit a higher adventure level, that need for certainty kicks in. And it's just all good. It's all good. Very good.
I think you broke my rib.
Oh my God. So I got to tell this quick thing because you have to hear it. Like you can't read it, right? So I'm on the back of Karen on the jet ski. I am holding on for dear life because the waves are huge. Like I wouldn't have even taken a boat out on this thing and out in the water. And we were in a jet ski. So I'm holding on to Karen and we are bouncing and going fast. We're at some
about
point 51 miles an hour because we're with a group and we have to keep up. So I'm holding on to her and I got my arm. I'm carrying her almost like a football, right? So I have her tucked under my arm, but she's driving and she's yelling back at me. She's like, I think you broke my rib. And I can't hear her because it's just chaos. And I'm like, where's the Brooklyn Bridge? Anyway, it was so funny. And she is good. She's had no permanent damage, but we have been laughing ever since.
And on that note, Farley, let's wrap it up.
All right.
Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.